Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Styling toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, Mark is going to be with us here. He's lurking in the background at the moment. You can see him walking around if you're watching the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. But he has gracefully relinquished his seat tonight because it's a really special day. And I have to say that, you know, I've done a lot of activism in my adult life, pretty much been doing it all my adult life, and moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project so I could do more activism than I was doing down in Florida. And it's been great thus far, meeting all kinds of wonderful people and creating the social system, the social network that never existed before, and helping people do different sorts of activism. And I've been involved in a lot. I mean, I've done politics, I've done civil disobedience and media creation and all over the place. Nothing has really ever moved me emotionally like what happened today, until what happened today. And we're here with Pete Ayer and Ademo Freeman from LibertyOnTour.com, and also, and maybe more importantly, CopBlock.org, two great websites that I highly recommend that you check out if you have not yet taken the time to do so, especially if you've heard these guys on the air before with us and you still haven't gone to one of their sites. Please take the time to go. Because you guys are with me here tonight because, well, for lack of a better term, you kicked butt today. And the last day, you won. For as much as anything could be won in this system that is designed and stacked against you, I mean, you always lose when a government bureaucrat comes after you. It's usually it's always a loss of your time and your effort and usually some of your money, but you minimize that, and by all viewpoints, you won a court case today, a decided victory with a jury, which is, it's a historic day because it's the first time I've ever seen or been involved in a case with liberty-minded people saying no to taking the plea deal, and you guys had a number of plea deals offered to you, and just going all the way, representing yourself, not having a lawyer be the person who is so-called representing you, and you guys did it all on your own for the most part. You had a few lawyers to consult with, but you ran your own case, and you came out with not guilties on every single charge for the ones that weren't dropped in advance of the jury's opportunity. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. I'm glad you guys are sitting here rather than in a cage tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I appreciate it. And for the kind words in the beginning, I even got choked up a little bit. And I don't know why, because for me, it was more about the education and showing like how call floods were effective, which CopBlock.org does, how being transparent and honest. And I think, you know, I can speak for us both when we say our consciences were definitely clear going in, but it was just a total win having, you know, the state kneel and having the cops look as bad as they did. I mean, if I had to do time for what they alleged, and so be it. I think we had already won by being effective and getting the awareness out in Greenfield and showing, you know, they got a problem there like most places do with cops, but showing people how to be, you know, how to hold them accountable and ways to do so. So I think it was a win before the win today.
Yeah, it felt really powerful for me as well. I appreciate the kind words as well, Ian. For me, the impact was really felt. It was a defensive thing. You know, we either had to show up or not show up. We decided to show up. And we did really well. We represented ourselves pro se. They assigned us lawyers, standby counsel over objection. We pretty much went it our own. I think Adamo's opening statement yesterday morning kicked it off, set the tone, and state called three witnesses who pretty much proved our case for us. We didn't even have to call any of our witnesses. They rested yesterday. This morning we gave closing arguments and felt really strong there, made appeal to conscience. And, you know, at the end of the day, we came out. And, you know, yes, we won in this legal land, this great fiction, but at the same time, for me, the big win was in the hearts and minds of people, because, you know, I got an email this morning from a friend I hadn't heard from for years, and he just said, "Hey man, I'm praying for you," you know, and I'm not a religious guy, but, you know, like, that was cool. And just like some of the guys on the ground, some of the bailiffs even were shaking our hands and saying good luck. You
Incredible.
Know, like, they know it was wrong, and they know what we were standing up for was right. So I appreciate all the support.
And if you hadn't have stood up, then what would this have been? It would have been Well, you pushed it to the end, and the final plea deal was
The final plea deal was pretty much a buyout of $300. Buyout and all goes away. Felonies, three misdemeanors, or five misdemeanors. It all goes away with $300.
I heard rumor today that it was $300 and you had to agree not to sue them.
Oh, yeah, that's always in the deal. Yeah. That's always in the deal. We could always.
Yeah, that's another telling statistic about what happened. You know, we got arrested for supposed trespassing on public property, and then at the end of the day, we have three felonies and five misdemeanors between us. And then today, you know, when we went to trial, we only three of those eight charges remained, and we got not guilties on all those. So, you know, they're trying to threaten people and to take pleas. And so check out Never Take a Plea and Google Don't Take a Plea Deal and stand up for your rights.
Now, nevertakeaplea.org.
Org. Yes.
I have to admit, I've worn the shirt, but I haven't actually gone to the site.
No, it's a great site. They're trying to encourage folks not to take the plea. They have a calendar so that you can gain support with other folks.
Does he link to the flyer, the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer?
I believe so. Okay. And I think they're even works to make one similar to that.
The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Because I mean, this is a total proof of concept for people in multiple different ways. It's proof of concept of the idea of doing it yourself. And being able to be successful in front of a jury without having to be a lawyer. Right. Because you can make contact with the jury directly. And we saw this work, for the most part, in the Bob Constantine case. And you guys came out there to see that. So I imagine he was, to some level, an inspiration for you.
Absolutely. We mimicked some of the tactics and events that surrounded our case around it, especially with the sign holding and stuff.
Yeah, he and his son Brooks, a crew from Grafton, rolled out. Folks from Manch, you know, other states, even New York.
Yeah, people were represented. I mean, lots of supporters from all over the place. Yeah. Of course, you know, Bob Constantine's case, he was accused of growing plants and was not convicted for growing plants. He was convicted for possession of marijuana, which was a lower charge, and the jury decided to make that change. And so it was almost a total win, but not quite. It was close to a total win. And now you guys facing felony charges of wiretapping for recording video and audio at a local jail in the Greenfield, Massachusetts area. This is, by the way, we've talked about Massachusetts before on this program as being one of the worst states as far as wiretapping enforcement and just the crackdown and the demeanor of these police. I mean, you guys were really up against it as far as the system is concerned.
Yeah, looking back at it, like I said it to Pete on the way back to Keene, New Hampshire here, I said, we just did this in Massachusetts, one of the worst states for recording. And there was about 11 lawyers in there that were not on either side or with the state, but that were just observing, that were interested in the verdict. I don't know how many of them will cite it or what precedence this really sets in a district court. Probably not very much. But, I mean, it was definitely interesting.
Yeah, I was just telling Jason Talley, I mean, from CD Evolution, who helped live tweet this through CopLock's Twitter feed.
He did a great job, buddy.
Yep, and Talley TV. It was great. Great having that on the ground. It was very timely. But I was telling him, you know, they stack these charges against people who question their authority and in an effort to tear them down and scare them. But, you know, we're standing together for what's right, and it's only connecting the community.
How was this in comparison? It's not the first time you guys have been in court. You actually were under attack in Mississippi a while back when you guys were rolling through as part of Motorhome Diaries. For our listeners that don't know, we haven't really gotten back into much background here. You guys have been known, and you made a lot of friends in the Liberty Movement by traveling around and going on tour, first with MotorhomeDiaries.com, then with LibertyOnTour.com, and LibertyOnTour.com. Tour.com is still active to some extent, but you've gone around from place to place, and as you were traveling through Mississippi, there was a situation with cops and cameras again. Y'all went to trial down there, and how is it different down there as compared to up here?
Mississippi had a little bit of different tweaks, like the jury process was a little more secretive, and it was an open court with all, you know, 60-some supporters that were there. Just little rules about, like, omitting evidence. Here you gave it to the DA beforehand. Like, in Mississippi, I had to testify to where it came from and how it was created. So
you said there was about 60 supporters in Mississippi?
No. I was saying here in Massachusetts.
What was the support like down in Mississippi?
I think there's only, like, five of us that we drove down there because it was a...
You drove the people there.
But the first time we had folks from Nashville and New Orleans and you know, Virginia and elsewhere.
People did come from a long way. That is for sure. But having the people there with you, that's got to make a huge difference.
Definitely.
I want to talk about
Definitely.
How the audience was a factor in all this. So when we come back, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Mobile site, we've got one of those. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, get a smartphone, get quick access to our live streams there, as well as our podcast. And, of course, it's free, like the rest of our site, m.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, we're talking with Pete Nedamo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org. And Hopefully, you won't end up in a courtroom situation at any point in your life, but as the government expands and gets more intrusive and expensive, it becomes more likely that you will. And so, therefore, you might want to know a thing or two about exactly how that system works. I know it's awful, but it's important to know some of these things. Jurisdictionary.com is where you want to go to get a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, and until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal cases in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, download all kinds of free stuff, free videos, legal dictionary, tips and tactics, newsletters, and buy the course, of course. Jurisdictionary.com. You can use their pull-down menu when you check out and let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. Pete and Ademo are here. And great thank you guys for taking time out of your what is a busy post-trial schedule. There is a party in your name happening as we speak. And so you gratefully, I'm grateful that you gave your time here.
We're happy to be here, man.
Yeah, man, we're appreciative that you think, to get Free Teen and other projects involved behind us.
Well, Mark, my co-host Mark, who's sitting off camera at the moment, did mention that there was one correction to something I said earlier. There has been another activist who has been found not guilty in court on some sort of nonsensical, charge like you guys were. Except it was Menno Troyer, and he was one of the Trespassive 12. I was arrested in this Trespassive 12 group, but Jim Johnson, who we've been talking about for weeks now, he's been in jail forever. He was also arrested for this Trespassive 12 thing. So the people that were arrested for this trespass, their sentences in the same courtroom ranged from guilty all the way on down to not guilty, and Menno was the one of the group that was found not guilty.
It's for the same offenses, too.
Right. It's completely ludicrous what was happening there. But I wanted to clarify that, although that wasn't with a jury. So you guys, historic case today, you're the first Liberty group or Liberty folks that I've ever seen, ever heard of, to actually go all the way with a jury trial and be found not guilty by that jury. On top of that, you actually got to talk to one of the jurors afterwards, although I don't know what the legality of that is. So let's just say Jason Talley from Talley.tv got to interview one of the jurors afterwards, and you guys at least overheard some of it from what I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. One gentleman, Darcy, stopped out and talked with Talley.tv and gave us some good insight. You know, he talked about at the time the jury was allowed to deliberate, Pete was only facing wiretapping charges. Not only, but the wiretapping charge. I had that along with the resisting arrest still, and the judge had thrown out Pete's resisting arrest before the deliberation due to the fact that the state could not prove any of the elements of resisting for Pete. Both officers said that they were not in threat of violence or anything like that.
Now, that was a move that kind of surprised me. Like, right at the end of the trial, the judge throws this charge out and never gets to the jury.
We had filed motions this morning. We had friends contact us from Maryland, and standby counsel suggested it as well. But just
file
a motion essentially to say there's not enough evidence, because the state had rested yesterday morning.
Was it a motion to dismiss?
Yep, a motion to dismiss these two charges because there's no evidence that can support them.
Right, you can do it after the state rests. You can say they haven't met it up to this point. The judge can agree with you.
You're missing this element. You're missing this element.
Right,
boom.
And throw it out. So based on the testimony of Captain Schindler and Sergeant Dodge yesterday, who both said that Pete nearly went limp, was passive, but did not resist, use violence, or threaten to. So that was some of the elements of the burden.
Right. We asked every witness the state brought if they ever felt in fear of great bodily harm, and they all laughed. No, so.
You guys put a lot of effort into this. You certainly did plan in advance some of your questions, and a lot of time went into this from you guys' side. But clearly, I think you would have done it regardless of whether 50 people showed up or 5 people showed up. I think you would have done the same performance. However, there were over 50 people there on the first day, like 54, I think, 52 at one count. Today, well over 30 people showed up on the second day, which was really much more of a wrap-up day. It was pretty much jury deliberations, aside from closing statements this morning. But you still had a tremendous amount of support come out.
I'm not exactly sure, though. It would have went the same way, I think, because Pete and I had the state had 3 witnesses, and we subpoenaed 6 more. We were really prepared to take this way further. We were going to get into citing some case law. We were going to talk about an internal investigation that allegedly happened within the police. And we even had the mayor called as a witness for some paper. So this was going to get really big. But the reason we didn't is because not only did the two officers that did take the stand make themselves look really bad, they both lied. They both admitted that what they had arrested us for, they didn't really think was that charge to begin with, whether it was wiretapping or the resisting arrest. And with the crowd cheering and the sign waving, P-Night at the end of the day.
Right out of the gates, man. Like, right after the first opening statement and the applause from the crowd, man, all our friends, it was awesome. And then today, after the jury brought the not guilty verdicts back and was exiting the room, there was a standing ovation. And it was awesome.
Like, yes, exactly.
They did the, you know, it was, you know,
and
the clapping.
And it lasted
because,
until they left the room.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Until the last juror left.
Past that, it was like, yeah, it was awesome. It was showing them respect and also patting them on the back for doing the right thing.
Well, you answered my question before I even got to it, which was, you know, how was it different because there were so many people there supporting you with the applause, with the laughter at the
state's absurdities?
I think
the energy went to the jury. I mean, the people were...
They had to know it was something special.
Even when the prosecutor's questions were lame or the answers were even worse, you know, the crowd would moan like, oh, that's clearly a lie.
Yeah.
And then when we pointed out later, they would cheer. And
it was like the question where the cop was asked, the one that arrested you guys was asked, have you ever broken a law? And he says, no.
Yeah. Nope, never. Ridiculous. He said, nope, never. And then as soon as we left court yesterday, he was on video jaywalking across the street.
That was perfect.
Breaking a law.
And so, well, it was his first time ever.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If that was true, he didn't last very long after that statement.
Todd M. Dodge, by the way.
Right, Todd M. Dodge, the cop in this case. So it was just incredible. I was just watching I was there yesterday for the whole thing. Unfortunately, I had court this morning myself in Concord, so I was bummed that I couldn't make it back out. But luckily, there's plenty of supporters there, and it had to be infectious. Because if you look at a story somebody was telling me, maybe it was one of you guys, but it was of folks being here in court locally in King, New Hampshire, where we had a bunch of us in there to support somebody, and there was one lady, I guess, that wasn't with the group. And, of course, we're frequently not standing for the judge, which there was like 50 people that didn't stand for the judge at your trial yesterday, which was incredible. And so nobody's standing for this judge. And, of course, this woman who's never experienced this before is standing up. And she's like the lone person standing up when the judge comes in because the rest of the room is activists. And apparently after about two to three instances of this, like on the third time...
She stayed sitting?
She stayed seated.
Nice.
And it wasn't because she knew, you know, she was principled or anything like that, but it was because she went along with the crowd.
She conformed.
Now, obviously, we want people to think for themselves, ideally. But once we get to a certain point of saturation of activists to regular people will start behaving like activists. They're going to go, they're going to back down if the threat comes.
The majority of people are conformists. They'll do what everyone else is doing.
About the American Revolution and how many actually were advocating the ideas of liberty. Not that many.
Exactly.
The scale of things.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts as well if you want to share them and have a question for Pete Nedamo. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. And if you've got a question for Pete and Ademo, they are here tonight for the remainder of this hour. And then they're off to a victory party, much deserved, over at the Keene Activist Center. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. The cam's there. You can go and watch if you'd like, and also chat, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That, again, is cam.freetalklive.com. Like all the other features on our site, it's completely free. Plus, you want to get your hands on some gold and or silver? Yeah, it's probably a good idea, considering the U.S. dollar is not exactly going up in value. You might want to get your hands on something real, something tangible, something that will always have value. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can hook up with some Lakota Nation silver rounds, 20 francs, British sovereigns, Montana silver reserves, and others selected by Mark and Mark, our co-host Mark, who will be back here in a little bit, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Make it easy to get your hands on gold and silver, because it can be overwhelming with all the different choices out there. It keeps it simple, and I think you're going to find that the rates are pretty competitive as well. Check around, make sure, but then when you're ready to make an order, check out gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com. And remember, when you order your gold and silver through that link, Free Talk Live will get a small portion. I mean, there's not a whole lot of profit to be made on these things, but we will get a little bit. So, again, gold.freetalklive.com. Pete Ademo, thanks for sticking around.
Appreciate you having us.
Right on, man. If I can do a little personal plug, a couple years ago I did business through gold.freetalklive.com.
Cool. And you were satisfied?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yep.
So, we're back on this discussion about your success today and yesterday in Greenfield District Court in Massachusetts. Not the place where anybody wanted to make a stand for liberty, but they brought the fight, and you guys didn't back down. You actually originally there to bail somebody out because somebody had gotten arrested. One of the activists had gotten arrested for a possession charge or something like that while traveling through the area, and you'd gone down just thinking, oh, we're going to bail them out, take them back.
Right,
and
make a little video about the bail process, come on home with our friends.
Right, and they got to stick up their butt about the videotaping, and you got arrested, charged with resisting arrest, and also wiretapping and a few other charges as well. You've come out completely victorious in the case. A lot of people are asking, is there going to be some sort of a legal strategy involved in trying to, I guess, make things right? Because you guys have had a lot of time sucked away from you. You've had a lot of money sucked away from you. Just not in hiring lawyers, because you didn't do that. You won this all on your own. But still, just the time of going down the gas and filling up Marv and having to drive.
For us, it's an opportunity cost. You know, every hour, every day we spend down there working on this, I mean, it's an hour and a day we can't spend on something else advance our project. So. But at the same time,
what else could you have been doing if you weren't dealing with this?
Oh, exactly. But at the same time, the seen and the unseen. But at the same time, you know, that we use this defensive strategy as a means to educate folks and share ideas, which, you know, we already touched on. I think was done pretty effectively. I mean, there's folks on the ground now in Greenfield. You know, we can't rocking the cop lock trade. I went on a bike ride last night after we worked all day and we're at court all day, and you know, within a couple blocks, I saw a couple people walking around with cop lock shirts, and it's
incredible.
It's awesome, like really good people down there.
And so you guys ended up making a mark, essentially. I mean, a permanent mark on the minds of the people in Greenfield.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope they are inspired to do this themselves. And I know some folks that we met down there and that we see comment or that contact us through the websites say, "Oh, you guys have this big, you know, media center to do this all around." And sure, we might have more access to some things than others, but these were, you know, two felonies, five misdemeanors, or three felonies, excuse me. And, you know, for anybody else, you could scale this way down for underage drinking, victimless crime, speeding, you know, just go around. Do I own myself with little flyers? And so you could do just as effective activism on a much smaller scale.
If you haven't hurt anybody, you know, don't be scared. Just go in there, hold your head high, and just tell the truth, you know.
I agree.
Let the chips fall where they may.
I think that you guys are a big inspiration for a lot of people. Clearly, lots of people pay attention to what you're doing, and they look at what you're doing, and they say, wow, well, if Pete Nademo can do that, then I can too. And I hope that
they can. That's for sure.
Right.
I mean,
because we're just a couple scrubby punks.
Right. You had sandals on at court, I think.
Yeah, I was wearing flip flops and t-shirts.
One of the guys in the audience was commenting on how funny it was listening to you shuffle around.
And I have tattoos on my arms and hands. And I mean, Todd M. Dodge, the juror said today, when you caught him lying twice, you know, here's this guy in flip flops and tattoos, you know, who was anti-police and anti-government, as the newspaper was saying.
Let's go to the phones here and see what folks have to say. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Pete and Ademo.
Hello, gentlemen. Congratulations on your victory. We were discussing this last night on the show, and I really think you should bring legal action against the police officers as well as the town that this occurred in Massachusetts.
Right.
And because ultimately, these men, they perjured themselves, they lied, and they violated your civil rights. And I think they shouldn't be police officers with that. I mean, they're corrupted, and, you know, now this is the first part. The second part is, solving the problem, and that means getting these cops that perjured themselves out of the police.
We
shouldn't even be allowed to be police officers anywhere else after.
Right, Frank, we appreciate the call. It's obviously a conversation we've had, a conversation we will need to have again in the near future. But you know, the court case case that happened down in Mississippi that Ian already mentioned 2 years ago, it's at motorhomediaries.com/Joan County. You know, we're still pursuing a 1983 suit down there. We still have a civil suit going down there in federal court. So this is a long process, and so we'll talk about it.
For me, it's more of a how much time do you have, and that's a scarce resource we all share, so we need to allocate it to something, and we do need to still eat and do other things. So
well, of course,
right, but at the end of the day, we do want to, you know, hold individuals accountable for their actions and say you're not above the law.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-250 859-9231. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you just were done, you know, wanted to say we're done with this and walk away from it. But on the other hand, you know, getting 50 grand out of it wouldn't be too bad.
If there's a lawyer out there, or more preferably a activist that's willing to take the lead on this, you know, and I got to sign some papers or work, you know, at times with them, like, I'm more than happy to do that. But, you know, I can't take it up on my own like we did for this case, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little more time restraint.
The court stuff just sucks away your time, and it sucks away at, like you said, you're just distracted.
Plus, when it's state charges, we can get away with not signing their forms, not consenting like we did through the whole beginning of this until a counsel just assigned to us and it was off the trial. But when you're suing them and you don't have a form or make a deadline, then it's just out the window. You know, your case is over. It doesn't matter anymore. Mm. So you can play around with their deadlines the other way when they're forcing you to come there. But when you're going after them, you miss one thing and it's over.
Yeah, so. It's a system. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we shouldn't have to go to law school. We shouldn't have to go to school for 3 years to understand how to operate, how to tell the truth. You know, they purposely make it convoluted. They won't even communicate their policies to us. You know, so unaccountable, so not transparent. You know, it's like, think about going to the DMV every day almost for a year, over a year. You know, we call these people, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of times trying to get answers. And didn't get anything, you know, and the complete...
Even after we distributed 2,000 DVDs or flyers, not even the media in the area would call these guys for comments.
Incredible.
You know?
Yeah.
Did they finally come out, the newspaper, that it was across the street from the courthouse? Did they ever come out at all?
Yeah, they ran a couple stories.
Yeah, they ran one earlier in the week that was okay, and then they ran one...
Yeah, the story earlier in the week, you know, they would mention things like, oh, and Air was also charged with... You know, felony ammo and this vent manipulation, but then not mention that it was dropped a week ago.
Yeah. And then today they were talking, or that same article, they talked about the flyers and how we, you know, they're trying to spin us to look bad, like we were impersonating officers when we were really just trying to have a satirical piece that, you know, is funny and gets people to laugh and then be aware about a situation going on. But so, yeah, I don't know. Then today, I guess there's an article online right now that says wiretappers found not guilty.
Friend of the CAC just said that's just like saying murderers found not guilty, you know? Like,
So it's like you guys are the O.J. Simpson.
Right, but there have been some real good articles that have come from the Republican, which is at MassLive.com. Okay. Pretty fair, pretty in-depth. You know, they give overviews of voluntarism and natural rights. I'm like, this is great.
I posted one of those to Freekeen.com the other night. And, of course, Tally.TV on his YouTube channel. There have been plenty of live-streamed updates that have come out over the last 2 days.
So I love the indie journalism.
And we're going to chop up a video with all the footage Bo captured and the stuff that Tally shot.
There's more coming back here. You guys are with us for the remainder of this hour. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Pete Nademo, and they're back in New Hampshire now, so I'm sure we're going to have them back on here at some point, because that's what we do. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Pete and Ademo.
Pete and Ademo, courtesy of copblock.org. Let's talk a little more about CopBlock here in a moment. But 800-259-9231, maybe you've got some comments or questions for Pete and Ademo. They're here with us for the remainder of this segment, and then they're going to go party, I think. Or maybe not, because actually we just got news that Jim Johnson might be getting out of jail.
Maybe we'll go spring a fellow actor.
After being in for almost a full 3 weeks for not filling out a form.
Right. Yeah, you can check this out at copblock.org/tag/ Jim Dash Johnson, or just go to CopBlock and search for Jim Johnson. We cut up a little video last week.
It
gives a little overview, and a couple days ago I was able to go with Bob Constantine, Jason Talley, and Hannah Hoffman to go visit Bob and visit Jim, and boosted his spirits. But what they're doing to him isn't right, and
absolutely. I mean, as elated as I was, and right. I was, I mean, literally, I was tearing up over the news about you guys being found not guilty by a jury. I mean, I was just saying to myself, thank you to this jury for finally doing what a jury is supposed to do, and that is, judging the law itself. I mean, and I don't even know if they really even knew what jury nullification was, because we never handed them any kind of flyers.
You should have heard, we mentioned nullification, like, to the judge on the little side thing and around our side cancer, and everyone's like, you can't say that word. And they'd, like, even slap us, like, you can talk around it kind of thing, but you can't, we don't say that word here. And it was like, wasn't it something that used to be included in jury instructions, according to your own records, and they're just like...
The judge won't even answer. He just looked at the counsel, like, take care of this.
Yeah.
Like, tell it.
Whoa. No. Yeah. So... I would encourage people, during my opening statements, I would say, for each of these charges, we faced 2.5 years and an objection, but at least I got it out there, and they'd all be sustained. And
that turned out to be a factor, by the way, from what I understand with the interview of the juror, the one juror that gave the interview.
Exactly. He said he didn't want to put anybody in jail for these things.
And he stood firm, from what I understand,
awesome.
Because also in the very beginning of the jury... So, or the jury deliberation process, apparently the vote was against you guys.
Yeah, he told me that for my wiretapping charge, I was very close to being found guilty. That it was 4-2, and that at one point before lunch, he just said, I'm not changing my mind, And so we can sit here all day.
Awesome.
He has to point out one thing in the video on how he's like, look, the guy could have been making a phone call, because we didn't really get into that. Because like I said, I thought that it was pretty clear that the recording was not done in secret and so on and such. But he said, I don't want to put this guy in jail for making a mistake, is what he said it came down to.
His willingness to stand firm for his belief is what swung the rest of the jury. Say, well, if he's not going to move, then we'll move in his direction.
Right, and go
if
home.
You can't beat him, join him.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's funny now that I think about this. In the second clip we have from the raw footage we got back, it's a demo of myself outside on the sidewalk outside of Franklin County Jail with Todd M. Dodge, Brian Schindler, and Jordan Lamacki of the Sheriff's Department. And at one point, Todd M. Dodge was like, you know, said something about, you can work through the court system that apparently works for you. So I wonder what he's thinking about that statement now.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Mandrick is on the line calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Mandrick.
Hey guys, just want to say congrats, Tina Damos, out here, not guilty verdict. That was awesome.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Miss not having a big hug from you when we got back.
Oh, you'll get one later. Don't worry.
So what's up? What did you want to share?
I wanted to talk about a couple things I saw yesterday that I didn't hear discussed. You guys did mention the officer judge or whatever. Todd Dodge.
Todd Dodge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who did walk yesterday after saying he never broke a law in his life. I thought that was pretty funny. I called him out on it when he was jaywalking.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious. I don't know if anybody got footage of that, but it was pretty funny. I didn't have my camera in my hand because it was still coming out of the courtroom at that point. But
I think Z-Red tried.
None of us could get footage because we weren't allowed to bring our phones into the court.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. When we were sitting there, and you guys mentioned this, there were a whole bunch of lawyers in there just kind of hanging out. And they were sitting in the special section where you could have the nice comfy chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And use your phone.
We couldn't get up in there. Yeah, and they all had cell phones. And I said something to the bailiff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had their cell phones.
Yeah, Mandrick, so what did the bailiff say to you?
I said, sir, he has a cell phone. And he goes, oh, I know. He's a lawyer. And I said, oh, I'm a baker.
Dude, you would have listen to this story today. So they limit us to one camera device in the courtroom again.
Right, they cracked it down even harder today.
Right, because yesterday Jason Talley was able to bring in his tablet and a camera. So anyway, they cracked down more. And then what do you know? Later on in the proceeding, they allow a guy in with a expensive camera and a long lens. It turns out he's from the recorder across the street. They just let him in. He filed a motion this morning,
mm-hmm.
or posted notice, and they said okay. And you know, we had dozens and dozens of people probably file such notices, and everyone was denied by saying, oh, there's already one person here with the camera. No other electronics allowed. It was crazy. You know, what double standards?
Your recorder, your special pass.
The recorder, which some people down there, I guess, call the distorter.
Mandrick, I mean, this was, you're a relatively new mover to New Hampshire. You just made the move here pretty much around Porkfest. And was this your first trial?
Actually, it's my second. I was in March when I came up to visit. I was there when the jury found Jim Johnson guilty for the trespasses.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That trial, I was up there for that. That was the first. But this was pretty epic. And the other thing I wanted to mention was when during the lunch break yesterday, when we were walking around town, we went to this little Greek restaurant and had lunch. And there was a customer there who kind of saw us kind of hanging out, and he's like, "Are you here for that trial?" And he told us about how the chief of police is. Well, he used some words I can't say on the air,
mm-hmm.
but he's been on it for a long time, and he said he's always been this way. And everybody we encountered that we talked to around town was really supportive of you guys and really didn't really have a lot of nice things to say about the.
That's the same with us. Every time Pete and I, you know, we've traveled around, met a lot of people, been to a lot of places, and it's only the ones who dress up in funny costumes who have badges that ever cause us any problems, grief, cost us money, or harm us.
But yeah, Mandrick, to buttress your point, man, yeah, we had some local businesses, a coffee shop we went to, Siren Cafe every morning, the Greek place we worked at in the afternoon, the place next door, Replays. Like, all these, a bookstore guy, you know, like, that supported us and were willing to put our merchandise, or our DVD out in a tattoo place, and just, you know, people passed it out on the street. You know, like just saturating it.
Great.
And people that would meet us who one night, an hour later, were out on the streets doing activism with us, putting up these satirical flyers around the pole, you know?
Right, even on the way out of town, people were stopping us in the gas station saying, how'd it go? What did you win? Wow. What's going on? Oh, right,
and
all
even,
right.
And even when we got back to Keene.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Mandrick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to a different Adam. This one is in Michigan. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Pete Nedamo. Adam, in Michigan. Going once. Adam. Hello. I hear somebody there. Sounds like the
phone.
Some
feedback.
Maybe we didn't get his name right. I don't know. If you are on hold, say hello, and we'll see who you are.
Hey, what's up? This is Antonio Masgrande coming from Austin, Texas.
Antonio.
Nice. What's up, buddy?
Not quite Michigan, not quite Adam, but welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
A.K.A. Gabe Bigger. I just wanted to call and congratulate my two homeboys.
Oh, yeah.
Props to you guys. Y'all are such an inspiration. I want to let y'all know that I am going to go ahead and defend myself in my next trial just for speeding ticket. Nothing serious like that. Maybe next time it might be for cop blocking in Austin. But I'm going to be calling you guys. Maybe y'all could give me some tips on some of those great motions. It seems like y'all were launching motions every day, it seems like.
Sure, man. You can also check it out at coplock.org/Greenfield. And on the YouTube channel, there's a great playlist. I'm really happy about the way Pete and I have organized and documented this encounter. I think it should be educational for anybody.
Right. If anybody else out there listening right now is facing some harassment from government agents, like, start documenting it now. Or even record yourself every process. I just got off the phone with this person, or when you're calling someone, hey, well, let you know I'm recording, and ask them the questions you need to ask them, or document when you get paperwork or whatever, because at the end of the day, that helps. That's evidence, you know, and it helps prove your case if ever need be.
Antonio, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Actually,
I think we do have Adam here now. Adam in Michigan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead with your thoughts. You're on with Pete and Ademo.
Hi. I hope to join you in the Free State someday, but I just don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm just wondering what the bracelet Ademo's wearing.
Oh, this
thanks
is
for the
a
call.
LibertyOnTour.com bracelet. Our friend in Las Vegas, Nevada, Josh Liddy, made them for us on our Liberty on Tour 2010 edition. So.
Yeah. Josh Liddy's great. He's active with Food Not Bombs, and he's always active with us on the street when we get out there.
So what's coming next, guys? I mean, you wrap this up in Greenfield. That you're going to have the video. I know Bo's probably working on that. The other guy with Liberty on Tour, the third man of LibertyOnTour.com, he's going to put that together. So everybody will actually get to see all the applause and all the laughter and everything that went on in court, because we did have one camera in there the entire time, and hopefully it didn't malfunction. So I think we're good as far as the
knock on wood.
Yeah, that's exporting right now.
Yeah, so that's coming. But you guys are done with this Greenfield thing. So what's next?
Well, I mean, I got another trial coming up in Manchester for the chalking incident that took place. If people are interested in that, then go to coplock.org/manchpd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be back at it then. But I know Pete and I, Marv needs a little bit of TLC right now after being on the road. So
we got a birthday coming up as well.
Yeah, we got a birthday party coming up.
So you're back in Keene. And I did meet some folks yesterday. One guy from New York, one guy from Northampton, Massachusetts, saying we're moving to Keene.
Awesome.
Which is great.
But there'll be more to come. Just watch coplock.org, libertyontour.com, and we'll get it out there soon.
Yep. Whether it's Keene or not, get your butt up to New Hampshire, where there are people who care about liberty and who are willing to stand behind one another and get active in ways that have been impossible till now. You guys have set, you guys made history today, and so did everybody else that was there to support you. We'll see you next hour's coming up. LibertyOnTour.com, coplock.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.